Members of Congress have largely applauded President Bush's decision to appoint Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge to be the head of a new Office of Homeland Security. But there's broad disagreement about what the new office would really do. The U.S. already spends billions every year fighting terrorism. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, many are concerned that creating a new agency will cost more and do little to help the fight.
The U.S. already spends about $10 billion a year on programs specifically directed against terrorism. Those efforts are spread out across 40 different agencies that run the gamut, according to Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution.
Everything from Health and Human Services working on stockpiles of vaccines and antibiotics for biological attack, to the Department of Transportation with its obvious oversight responsibilities for everything from airports to the Coast Guard to the nation's major transportation infrastructures on land.
One consequence of the growth in anti-terror efforts is some confusion, especially for state and local officials trying to figure out which of 40 agencies in Washington to call in an emergency. Ann Simig joined the Oklahoma City Council just 8 days before the 1995 bombing of the Murrah Federal Building.
And that can be confusing to a city or town. Who do you call? Which one of the 40 will be in control?
So there's a lot of support for centralizing all these functions. That's why former Senator Gary Hart favors creating an entirely new agency with real power to tell other agencies what to do.
This person that heads this Homeland Security Agency must have statutory and budgetary authority to command these resources, these assets.
Hart co-chaired a congressional commission on anti-terror that recommended creating a super agency in a report earlier this year. Hart envisions bringing everything from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to the Border Patrol and Coast Guard under a single command. Hart says too many law enforcement efforts have been scattered across different agencies.
So I think now is the time, when we do consolidate some of these authorities, to peel away law enforcement from the general, if you will, bureaucratic functions of some of these agencies.
This idea has some support, but it also raises some awkward questions, according to former Senator Sam Nunn, who sponsored legislation that created some of the current anti-terror functions.
Do you then put Department of Defense under it? Do you put the Attorney General under that agency? Do you put the CIA under that agency? Do you put the Coast Guard under that agency, the Customs Service, the INS, on and on?
Some are worried about the idea of refashioning the federal government and allowing anti-terror efforts to become paramount. Congressman Ike Skelton of Missouri has introduced legislation that envisions the Homeland Security Chief as more of a czar who would coordinate but would not command.
You cannot allow this to cause an agency to change its main mission. The threat of terrorism is a very real threat, but it's one that has to be handled and coordinated separately.
For people dealing directly with this tragedy, figuring out how to structure the anti-terror bureaucracy may seem frivolous. But people who have watched the United States wage previous wars, the war on drugs, the war on crime, say it does matter. And it matters to state and local officials like Oklahoma City's Ann Simig, who's worried new security requirements could become a burden for cities already suffering from the economic slowdown.
We need their assistance. We need their assistance because cities and towns just lack the resources. What we do not need are unfunded mandates placed on our cities and towns that lack income anyway.
Simig says Oklahoma City has just finished remodeling plans for the local airport. That plan will remain on hold until it's clear whether Washington's new Homeland Security Office will help pay the cost of the war on terror. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.